Well, it's good to be here. Pastor said I have to finish at 11:45. Just kidding, Pastor. It really is good to be with you. It is always a joy to come back here. It feels sometimes like it was yesterday, and then I realize that we're about to get to 30 years with Awana. So it was almost 30 years ago, and of course the first few years we were here, and we live. For those of you who don't know us, which is most of you, although I know a few of you, for most of you that we don't know, we lived in the De La Rosa's house. So that was our house before it was their house. And if they ever get ready to sell it, someone in the church needs to buy it, because it's only had two owners and they were church members. So someone needs to make sure that if that house ever goes up for sale, that someone here buy it, because it's a great house to live in and be a part of this church. So, but we have many, many, many wonderful memories. Sandy and I both got to work in Awana. I just had breakfast the other day with one of our youth from here, Mike McBride, and it's really fun to be able to sit and be adults together at a table and hear how God's working in his life. And so I'm getting to that age where it's coming back around, and I'm grateful for that and all that God has done. I do want you to know that I'll see on my phone, and it'll either be, now I forgot his name because I'm getting old. Sunday school. Yes. Yeah, but I might want to call you Barry, and I don't want to call you Barry. I'm trying to think of Tom. I see Tom Frazier in Sunday school, and I'm really glad y'all stream, because it's fun to be able to get on and just see what's going on. And then I get to see this right here. Oftentimes, you guys will be streaming, and I get to see that too. So I'm sure there's lots of folks watching online, and sometimes your missionaries do too. So keep doing that. It's great to be able to see you all online. This morning I'd love to preach, but I'm actually going to talk about what God's doing in Awana and spend a little time with you, because I think it's an amazing time in Awana. It's a difficult time for us here in the U.S. Many of you experience the culture around us, and you know what a downward slide our culture is in, and churches are asking, how do we hold firm to the truth? How do we stand on the truth? How can we teach our kids what God wants them to know from the Word of God, and help them to stand strong? And Sandy and I, well, first of all, I'll share with you, this is what we looked like when we used to be here. That was probably here on this stage somewhere. I think it's up here. It's what the church used to look like a long time ago. This is what we look like now. This was just at Christmas time up in Chicago at our daughter Meredith's home. And you see my mom down there, poor thing, she almost froze to death. She had a coat inside the house. And I think one of the kids is missing here, so there's actually, it's not quite everybody, but that's almost everybody. And we're just grateful for how God has blessed. We have 14 grandchildren now, and we thank the Lord for that, and just all of God's blessings. And they're kind of scattered all over, and we get to go visit them as often as we can. But what I wanted to say was, we are watching even our own kids try to figure out how to answer some of the questions that are coming up, that Sandy and I never had to answer those kinds of questions. And Awana, we've been around now over 70 years, but I don't think there's ever been a time where we have been as focused on wanting to help the church to understand how to best disciple our kids in the world that they live in than today. And so we're excited about that. We want you to pray for us, because in that world, a lot of attack comes, and the attack is coming. And as soon as you stand up for truth in this world today, you're going to get attacked. And I just ask that you be praying for Awana, because that does happen to us as well. And, you know, and sadly, sometimes it comes from both sides. So be praying that God can really protect us and make sure that that we're able to communicate the truth of God's word, which is what Awana has always stood on and will continue to, and the wonderful good news of the gospel. So today, though, I want to talk to you. I want to take you across the pond and a bit south to the continent, the sub-Saharan continent of Africa. And I want to tell you some things that are going on because it is amazing what God is doing. So amazing, and I thought it would be particularly exciting for you here because I know of the work that some of you in this room do with schools. And so I want to share that with you. Oh, but before I do, I got to tell you one other thing. I know you all pray effectively and often for Ukraine. And I'm not going to talk about the work that we're doing there. Not that I couldn't. I just don't have time this morning. But the work that we are doing there continues very in a strong way. Sandy and I will be in, we'll go into Latvia first, but we'll go into Ukraine in April, right, hon? April. And so we'll be there next month. So please be praying. We are doing a lot of refugee work there. We're actually reaching more kids in Ukraine right now than we were before the war started. They're not all because they're coming to a club, many of them because we're actually able to reach refugee children that have come out and come to other places. And so, but we're reaching more kids than ever before, and we're doing an awful lot of work to help both the refugees and the soldiers. And so continue to pray. We're asking for God's continued support for the ministry. We're sending about $100,000 a month into Ukraine right now. And so God has blessed us with that. That's going to run out here in a few months. And so we're just asking God to continue to show us what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to do it. And that's part of why we're going in next month, is to get a feel on the ground and be able to support our team there, because we're very close to them. Our largest Europe area of ministry is the country of Ukraine. And so we want to go in and support them. But today I want to talk to you about Africa. God is opening doors in unprecedented ways. And Awana is being introduced into the public school system in 7 countries. It started out in 1 country, but it's actually becoming so apparently important to these school systems that it is spreading into 7 different countries. And it's going into their weekly curriculum. First, it was going to be after school. Now it's literally right into their curriculum. And so there was Sandy and I were there just a few months ago. And I want to show you some pictures from a trip that just recently happened and show you what some of the schools look like. Leadership in Zimbabwe, and I'm talking about like the Minister of Education leadership, that level in Zimbabwe, took notice of the improved school attendance and behavior issues in a few of the schools that had started to use Awana. And so that opened up the doors to the public schools of Zimbabwe to be trained. And they have about 3.5 million primary age children just in Zimbabwe. And we're going to get a chance to go see all of them. And so I'm going to tell you this part before I get further down and I forget. You know, we all believe in prayer, right? Do you really believe in prayer? I want to tell you a prayer story. Our African leadership came to us about 6-7 years ago, probably, and talked to the leadership at Awana, and they said, you know, we're really excited for what God's doing, but we're concerned. The Muslims are coming in very strong and very funded, and they're going into many, many villages in our countries, and they're building a church and a school, a mosque and a school. And the mosques sit empty, but the schools are full. And they even will go into these villages and they will provide a monthly stipend to the parents. And all they have to do for those funds to help them live and eat and be able to feed their family is just send their kids to the Muslim school. See, the Muslims have it figured out. They know that if they can get the kids to come to school, then when the kids are, you know, 18 or 20, they'll fill up the church someday because they'll come to the mosque. But right now, they're just getting the kids to come to the school. And our team came to us and they said, you know, what are we going to do? And of course, we said, oh, we don't know. We don't have the funds to go start building schools all over. You know, this is happening across much of sub-Saharan Africa. And we don't really know what to do. And we say, but you know what we can do? We can pray. And we effectively asked the Lord, even back then, when this whole thing first came to our attention, God, just show us what we're supposed to do. And how can we be a part of this? And what is it that you would have us to do to help African children go to a school that isn't a Muslim school that ultimately will bring them up to be Muslims and go to a mosque? And you can imagine if this was your country, how you would feel about that. Oh, maybe we should think about that, because maybe some of that is happening in our country right here with schools, right? So we prayed and we continued to ask God, and the ministry of Africa in the Awana ministry grew there, and God was blessing it. In fact, there's over 2 million children that come to Awana every week, somewhere in a church or school in sub-Saharan Africa. It's the largest area of our world that in Awana. I mean, there's a lot of kids coming. And then fast forward to just about a year and a half ago, imagine when we started hearing about this school strategy that was beginning to open up for us. Do you know in the 8 countries, do you know how many children those 8 countries represent that could be going to Awana because they will have Awana when they go to school? 31 million. I mean, just try to put your head around that number. It's hard for me to put my head around that number. In all of the kids in Zimbabwe are close to 8 million. But across all of just the primary school kids across those 8 countries is 31 million children. And, you know, we kind of looked at that and we said, God, you're answering our prayers. We didn't have to go build schools. You're going to give us the public schools. And that was an answer to that prayer 6 or 7 years ago, that God would allow that to happen. And I pray with all my heart, because if we know prayer works, then we should keep praying. And I'm praying with all my heart that work and what it's doing there on the continent of Africa is going to jump over to places like the United States and maybe Europe and some other places where we really need to see the Word of God and the gospel in our schools. And I'm grateful for the teachers that are in our schools right now. I'm grateful for people like our pastor's wife, Denise, who goes and has great clubs after school. And just imagine, I'm going to show you some pictures of what it looks like in the Africa schools, and you'll see for yourself. Here's a video I want you to listen to. This is Stephen Maposa, our director of all of Sub-Saharan Africa. And I'm going to let him tell the story because he can do it in just a couple of minutes. And then we'll talk about where it went.
In 2019, God opened an amazing door of opportunity in the school system of our continent of Africa. When some of our leaders started to approach one of the schools about the Awana program, the word started going to other headmasters. Schools walking to where we are running the Awana programs because they heard that we are coming, and they said, please come and help us to start also the Awana program in our schools. And we introduced the Awana program in 30 schools. And eventually, we decided that we should invite the senior permanent secretary of the Ministry of Education to come. And by God's grace, he accepted the invitation. And when she saw what was happening, she could not believe how much kids were so disciplined. And then the headmaster started telling her that this has brought relief to our schools. And then she said, this program must be in every school in this district. We started training the community Awana leaders together with the Christian teachers within the school to lead the program at that school. We are challenging kids to be able to read the Bible. Who is God? What is sin? How do they know God? How how can they have a personal relationship with Christ? It helps them to have firm foundation.
Be still and know that I am Lord.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God.
I praise you because I am fearful and wonderfully made.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
God is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
These schools are doing far much better in terms of discipline, character development, and responsibility among the kids. Kids who were no longer attending school are now attending school. Kids were just throwing litter all over the place, and now they are picking litter all over the place. Teachers are able to fulfill their objectives of teaching kids. The community is being reached through the Awana program. Not only kids are being saved, teachers are being saved. Not only teachers are being saved, parents are being saved. Not only parents are being saved, even people from within the ministry, authorities are beginning to acknowledge the importance of this program in the schools. We have an amazing openings in other countries outside Zimbabwe. Malawi, Eswatini, Ghana, Kenya, Rwanda, Sierra Leone, Ethiopia. These are just the minimum. God is opening such a huge window for us to be able to reach to a potential of 30 million kids that are just waiting for us to introduce the Awana program. These doors will never be open forever. But when God opens them, He knows that there are people, His people, we have resources to make it happen. We are praying to God to say, God, can you raise people that can come alongside us and say, hey, I've got a big heart for kids and I want to invest in the salvation of children. As much as a one-time gift of $650, you can reach the whole school with the gospel of Christ. These are the tender hearts that will change the entire continent of Africa.
Isn't that amazing? I love to see that. So, if you've been to Africa, you know it's about a 16-hour flight to get, usually to South Africa is where we go in at, and then we jump up to Zimbabwe from there or one of the other countries, or you can go to Europe and fly 8 or 9 hours and then go another 8 or 9 hours and come down. Either way, it's a long trip. There's no way to make it shorter. I wish there was. But it's a great, great opportunity. This is typically the kinds of houses you'll see. What's amazing when you get out into the bush, which doesn't take very long to get outside the cities, these little villages just pop up. And what we noticed when we were there, this was rainy season, so there's some of the streets that it takes to get even out to the villages. And how some of those little cars don't get stuck, I have no idea. But you'll come up to a school building, kind of like this one, that blue one. This particular school has 600 students. And what stood out to me was you'll see these little villages and huts, but then you'll go to a school and there might be 800 students. Some of the schools had 1,000 students. And you wonder, where did they all come from? But they are out in these little villages, and some of these kids will walk several miles to go to school every day. And so they come in from many of the villages, and all of these schools are all government built, and they really do take educating their kids serious, because these are out in the bush, okay? We were not anywhere near a city when we went out to see some of these. So here, kids in these schools, there we go. This is how they come out to assembly. So I was sharing this with some kids last weekend, or a couple weekends ago down in Miami, and there was a youth group, and I said, is this how you guys go to assembly when you come in? You march in like this? And they said, no, I don't understand it. Okay. So here they are at assembly, and at assembly is where oftentimes the large group lesson will be taught. So they'll stand there, and he's teaching a large group lesson right there. The cool thing is that most of these schools in the village that they're in, they also have a church. And so we want to bring the church and the school together. Because oftentimes that church will already have Awana or will start Awana in that church. And so we want to lift the church up within the community and the school, because that helps everyone to see that that the Awana program is tied to the Word of God, which is tied to the church within that community. And so this could either be a teacher that's coming from the church, or what we're finding is there are always Christians at the school that are teachers. And oftentimes, one or two of them will step up and be the primary teachers. But then what we're also finding is many, many teachers are coming to Christ. It happens in our training. We teach them how to share the gospel. And we teach them how to run Awana. And in the training times, many of these teachers will, as Stephen said, will come to know Christ as their Savior. And that's a, it's a mission field all of its own. But we make sure that whoever's teaching the Bible, who's teaching the large group lesson, they are a known believer. So we work with that. Sometimes that's a question, so I thought I'd get that for you. There's some of the kids. I think they're praying. I hope so, or else there's a lot of sad kids right there. They all wear uniforms. Almost all the schools, they have uniforms. There's a familiar sight to you. Do we still have our Awana circle out on the back? It's not out there anymore. See, we used to have an outdoor Awana circle. You guys need to put that back out there. You know how we heard about Awana? It was from all the noise in the backyard on Wednesday night. That's how we first, and I saw a pastor at a, Sandy and I were at a playground, and him and Sarah were there, and he said, oh, that's Awana. All that noise is Awana. So they make a lot of noise. Here are kids in a classroom, so it's kind of a typical classroom. Just want to walk through there. Every time we would leave, the kids would wave. This is typical as we would leave. And they would run after the bus and follow the bus, and it was so sweet. We're called Mzungus there, so that's what you would be if you come visit. You'll be a Mzungu, and that means you have white skin, you have fair skin, and they love the Mzungus, so they love for you to come and be with them, and it's really nice. So here's another school, Chiranga Primary School. This school had 731 students and 18 teachers. Oftentimes the teachers live at the school during the week because it's not close to where they live. And so their accommodations aren't that nice. Hopefully the government is going to help them make their places a little bit nicer.
Genesis 1 verse 27. So God created man in his own image of God created he, male and female created he them. Genesis 2 verse 23. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. John 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 4 verse 14.
So the kids could cite oftentimes up to 32 verses at a time. They'll stand there and recite all those verses. We have a program called Truth Seekers. That's what they learn in large group time. It goes from creation to the cross. So we teach them what is sin and why are they sinners and why they need a Savior, and then walk them through the gospel. That program that we was actually built in, I think it was Papua New Guinea, wasn't it, Sam? So it was built originally in Papua New Guinea, and then we brought it out to the rest of the world. And so that is the large group program time. We have 3 years of that program. And then we have another 3 years of Living God's Story, where we teach children stories from the Bible and how they can teach the story. And we love that part of their training as well, even the kids, because they'll go home and the stories that they've learned and how to teach, they will teach them to their parents. So they really become little missionaries, and it really works well. So there's 4 to 6 years of training that these kids can have. So you saw at the end of the video, we're able to train an entire school for $650. So which is not a lot. It's like $54 a month if you think of it that way. And so an entire school can get trained, and that gives them 4 to 6 years of materials and curriculum that they can use to reach the kids. So it really is. That's why we call it a discipleship strategy. It's not just a gospel touch strategy, although that's important. It goes beyond that to a disciple making strategy with the kids. Here's some of the teams that was over with us. Some more kids saying goodbye, and then I want to show you this one. This is I think this is a Baptist mission hospital, and they've had Awana for a long time. And this is the importance of this story is this is where the Minister of Education, who's a lady, how she heard about Awana. Her husband was sick, and she brought him to this mission hospital to get some special care that he needed. And while she was there, she saw the kids that were at this mission school, and she saw what a difference it seemed to be making in their lives. And she wanted to know what this program was. And then she asked the wonderful question, well, why can't all our schools have this program? And that's really where it started. So we're grateful for this mission school and mission compound. And it's actually, when we get way out in the bush, this is where our team stayed, because at least they had beds here. So we got to sleep on a bed while we were out in the bush, and we came back here. The team that was just there came back here that night for a couple of nights, actually. Here's one more school. These buildings are a little bigger. You can see here is 1,150 students and 30 teachers. This just goes on and on and on, gang. I mean, it's amazing. That's Deborah Cahoon. She's one of our Awana team members. Her husband and she work with us, and we said, Deborah, you should have tried to blend a little bit better. Now, you got anyone ever been proud of getting first place in like an Awana Olympics at this church ever? Okay, well, this guy's really proud because his team, his school just won a special. I don't even know what the, I don't know. I don't think it was in Awana games, because we're not doing those out there yet, although they might have started and we don't even know it. It's hard to tell. But some kind of competition, it says Awana games. We don't know everything that's going on. It could be, maybe they're already doing Awana games. But he is really proud because he got an award. So their school started in 2018, and look at, they've increased their enrollment by 230 students. Now, that's very typical. Most of the schools will say that their attendance increased significantly when they had Awana going on in the school every day. And that's important to them, because a lot of the kids will play hooky and not come to school and not walk in from their village. Okay. Pictures of homes, and kids are running. There's a great circle. That's gotten a lot of action. And I want to show you here. This is a teacher doing a council time outside. Even the leaders get into it. That might be the principal, I don't know. Okay, it's enough of that. So here, these would be like provinces. We would think of them maybe as big counties, but this is just the country of Zimbabwe. And the green, we've now established many of the schools in those two districts. But you can see how much we still have left to go. And here, I think this, but there's a picture. There you go. That's how many schools there are. Those aren't kids. Those are schools. So if you look at that number, primary and secondary, so primary is up through, I think, 7th grade maybe, and then high school is 8 through 12. And so if you add those together, it's 9,217 schools. And now, I wanted to put that up there because I want you to know something. So we've been able to reach, I don't know the total number now. I think we might be getting close. To 2,000 schools have been trained now. But I'm really excited to share with you this Africa School Project. Many people during our year-end fundraising that we did said that either as a family, as a school, as a church, that they could afford to sponsor a school, which is $650. And some families do it by giving $54 a month. And I'm not here to get anybody, this is not a call to ask. I want to show you what God's doing as we're out and about and around. And so the year-end ask that we put out from Awana, which some of you would have probably gotten in your mail, we put out that the Africa School Project could reach, simply by a $650 gift, could reach an entire school. And I want you to know that an additional $750,000 was raised at the end of the year, and all that money is going out. So if you guys can do the math, just take 750,000 children and divide that, say, by about, just use an average number, say, 650, the average school, that will give you the number of schools. But just think about how many kids could be reached. In fact, we think we'll be able to reach about 800,000 more children because of that year-end gift that we got. And so all that money is going out to do that. And it's literally like throwing, you know, jet fuel on a fire. But it's a great fire. It's a gospel fire. It's a fire that kids and adults are coming to Christ. And all of that money can go out and help to bring some more of these schools into the gospel. And we're so excited about that. Some of these schools are complaining because they haven't gotten reached yet. And they're upset. They want to know why their school, are they not important enough? And so I think being able to send that additional money out here in the next month will really help to reach some of those schools. By July or August, they go into rainy season, and then they can't reach many of these schools. So things will then slow down a little bit for about 3.5 months. So the timing is really good. God is allowing us to do that. Family, that's just Zimbabwe. Okay, that's not the other seven countries that have been identified. So here's some of the outcomes. Look at these. The moral behavior of the children has improved. There's an increased motivation among the children to learn. Attendance has increased. Community engagement has gone up. Parents are more involved in the school activities. What was happening a lot, and I think this is important, what was happening a lot was the school was actually a relegated part of the community. In fact, oftentimes those people who had goats, they would just take their goats and their small animals and they would graze them on the school property. Now, Matt, you know what happens when you graze your animals on the school property. And they wouldn't clean up. They wouldn't do anything. I mean, it was like the school property was just a pasture. And what's happening is when the church is getting involved with the school, it brings the reputation of the school up. When kids are coming into the community and they act better and they're more disciplined and they want to be in school and they're learning, well, then they're not doing other things that they shouldn't be doing. And so that makes a difference. And all of that is coming about to bring the opportunity where in many of these situations, the school is being lifted up. And so we went to one school that Sandy and I went to, and they had just done a beautiful job of like beautifying the school area, and they're putting up plants, and they were doing things like we would think of here almost, you know, but doing it African style, and And it was just beautiful to see how the community engagement is making a difference. And it's because these kids are going to Awana. Schools are seeing a reduction in the number of drops caused by child marriages, teenage pregnancy, and students skipping classes. Now, if that list doesn't speak to you, I don't know what does. I think that could really be helpful. There's the different countries. So it's just a matter. Those are already kids in places that we've already reached in those other countries. And Zimbabwe is not right because that number is now going to be about 1.3 million. So there you have it. I never would have thought in my 30 years. We're reaching 5 million kids every week in Awana. And with what's going on in Africa, we could double that in the next 2 years. And we'd be at 10 million. And I don't know where God's going to end this, but we do know that it won't stay open forever. The Muslims are already complaining. They don't like it that the public schools have been open to Christianity. What a surprise. So it won't be there forever. But does anybody have any questions for me? I think I'm doing real good on time. I have just enough time for a couple questions. Yes, ma'am.
Was it easier for him over there than the USA?
Was it easier?
Yeah, I mean, the kids wanted it more. Didn't bite you as much.
I do think there's a difference there. I think I don't think there's as many distractions for the kids there as there are here. Life is a lot harder, so there's those kinds of distractions. But I don't think, you know, they don't most of the kids over there don't have these. So that makes a big difference. So I do think it's different. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it is different. Yes, sir.
The $650 for the school, is that in American dollars?
Yes. Or? That's American dollars. It's the only kind I can count. Yes, sir.
How was Awana in America doing?
Oh, very. That's a great question. So we hit a rock bottom when COVID hit. We only had a few hundred churches that were running Awana at that point. But for the last 3 years, Awana has grown significantly here in the U.S. and is really back on track. We're almost back up. We're about 8,800 churches are using Awana now in the U.S. and that's about 640,000 kids. So to give you a number, and that's back up. That was much lower, but that was mostly due to COVID. Not that there weren't churches who wanted to use Awana. We had about 800 new churches sign up this year. So, you know, when you think about an organization that's 70 years old and you still have a new church growth rate at that kind of levels, it's still very positive. Now, I will tell you that I think our biggest challenge isn't getting churches to run Awana. It's getting churches to really understand the importance of discipling truth into our kids. And a lot of churches scratch their head and struggle with how to do that, and so we have a lot of work to do in helping the church to be able to stand strong against the current culture that we're in. And you know, in some churches, that culture creeps into the church, and it's inside the church as well as outside the church. And so you know, we have a lot of work to do, but the ministry is strong in the U.S., and club is growing. We have a Sunday morning program now called Bright, which is very, very being very positively received, and it's beginning to grow. And then we also have a program called Talk About, which is a parent program, and it's kind of like Netflix. You pay like $5.99 a month, although Netflix costs you a lot more than that, but I think Talk About is like $5.99 a month, and it's actually for parents to sit down with their kids, and it comes up with questions that they can talk about. Yes, sir.
So I'm just going to announce that we have some mics that are ready to go around. So if you do have any questions, feel free to raise your hand and wait, and we'll have a mic run over to you. That way,
where's
you don't
he been
shout
all these years? He does such a good job.
And so that live stream can hear you as well, so everyone can hear your question.
Any other questions? Yes, sir.
I'm loud.
He's loud. Just talk loud.
You said in your presentation $100,000 a month is going to Ukraine.
Yes.
Can you tell us what that $100,000 a month
is? Sure, sure. It changes from probably quarter to quarter. Over the winter months, we were buying every generator that we could find in Europe and getting it to Ukraine. Because we were trying to keep people from freezing to death, especially the elderly. So a lot of that money, it goes to food, medicine, getting materials into the country, generators, winter clothing, those kinds of things. Now, it's beginning to shift again because spring is coming. So we won't be getting as many generators now. And now it will shift to, I think more of our funding in the spring will actually go toward taking people who are in a refugee status, but they're not going to move back to Mariupol or whatever their city was previously, and begin to get them settled into the town or city that they're in. So we're going to be doing more refugee work. So thanks for asking that question. I'll know better after we're there in April, actually. That's part of why we're going, is to say, okay, so what does the next 6 months look like? And what if the war doesn't stop? And what are you guys going to do? So that's been, well, we all know, that's been really hard just to watch all of that happen. Yes?
For your discipleship program, for your Awana workers and stuff like that, how are you doing with that? I know you said you have some videos that you mentioned, but for parents and teens, but for like the workers themselves to continuously disciple them so they can continue to disciple the children, what are you doing for that?
That's a good question. So that's where, so we have this thing called Resilient Child Discipleship Forums, and we're going around the country to churches and calling other churches to come in so we can teach that, and that's a brand new thing. We just started that this year. Because we want to do the best job we can to help churches to be a part of strong disciple. In order to be a disciple maker, you have to be a disciple, amen? I mean, this church understands that. And so it's why Sandy and I brought our kids to this church, is because we knew that we wanted our kids to grow up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. In order to do that, we had to be discipled in Christ. And so that was an important part of why we came to Land O'Lakes. And so we are building training. It's both online as well as in person to teach discipleship and why and how to be an effective disciple so that we can be disciple makers. So we are putting materials in place. Some of it's online. Some of it, to be honest with you, some of it is a conversation with some churches to help them understand why they need to do that. You know, the conversation even starts back further. And so we do that because that's what we want to do with our churches. We're now around the world. We're in 62,000 churches worldwide, and like I said, we're in about 8,800 churches in the U.S. Any other questions? Good questions. I think the next 50 years is going to be more exciting than the last 70. However, I don't plan to be in the spot I'm in right now. I'm not announcing anything, but I might be. 30 years is a good number. Can I pray for y'all? It's just so good to be with you. And thank you for letting me share, especially during this missions time. And I know we're going to get a good learning and blast from God's word in the service. And so I feel a little bad. I'm not teaching from the Bible here. But I also wanted you to see how exciting the work that God's doing, and ask you to continue to pray. So let me pray for this church. God, we are just delighted to be here, Sandy and I. It's so good to be with our family that helped to raise us to be what we needed to be, to go out and do what we've done for these last 30 years. And Lord, we are grateful for that. We always will be. We're thankful that we have friends here that are lifelong friends. We've never lost them. And God, we are grateful to come back and be a part of seeing the work that you're doing. Lord, we need that light that this church shines to be to this community here in Land O'Lakes, to this growing community of Wesley Chapel, all of Tampa, Lord. And And Father, I just pray that that this church will continue to be that shining bright light of the gospel and help people to understand their need for a Savior and what you did on the cross that they could have eternal life with nothing else, no works that can be added to that, but just simply trusting in the work that you already did on the cross and your shed blood. And God, I thank you that this church stands tall to communicate that wonderful good news of the gospel. And Lord, it's just good to drive up School Road and come and see a work that you're using mightily. And I pray that you would be upon Pastor and around all of our staff here in the church, upon the Christian school. Lord, all of the outreach programs that we have here, whether it's Awana or the work that goes on in the public schools after school. And Lord, all the things that you're using, whether it's missions program, Lord, that you would just continue to use these in a mighty way to see people come to know you as Savior. And Lord, we're grateful for that. We give you this morning, and we ask you to bless our service coming up and be with Pastor as he speaks and as he brings the word to us. God, may you speak into all of our hearts through it. In Jesus' name, amen.